climbing the charts. It's all about position and honoring the anthem. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everybody. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Kaiser Gondrezik continues her climb up the career scoring charts in Michigan high school girls basketball. The 5'9 guard from Benton Harbor became the all-time leader in southwestern Michigan a few weeks ago, passing the one-time statewide record of 2,422 points by Kim Knuth of St. Joseph back in the early 1990s. Heading into this week's play, Gondrezik is sixth on the Michigan scoring list with 2,539 points, and with at least six games to play, barring injury and maintaining her 40-point-per-game average, she'll probably wrap up her career in second place. But as she told Phil McDonald from MHSAA Network affiliate WSJM in St. Joseph, it's about more than scoring points.
The first thing I asked after the game was how many assists did I have? Because I know that, you know, my teammates, they were happy to be involved, and I was happy to see them and get them involved, and, you know, just seeing them put the ball through the basket, you know, that's so essential moving forward, you know, building confidence not only from within myself, but, you know, as a team, because that's what we are at the end of the day.
Our Michigan Army National Guard Performer of the Week is Rachel Hogan, a gymnast from Grand Ledge, who won the Division I all-around competition at the Always Tough Canton Invitational last weekend. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Chelsea Palmer of Brooklyn Columbia Central, who scored a career-high 27 points, had 13 rebounds and two block shots in a girls' basketball win over Blissfield last week, which kept the Eagles perfect in the Lenawee County Athletic Association and broke Blissfield's 44-game home winning streak. And to Ivan Warren of Flint Southwestern, who hit 12 three-point shots and finished with 44 points in a boys' basketball win over Detroit Country Day. Skipping meals will only hurt your performance, so be sure to eat regular meals and healthy snacks to fuel your body for every athletic event. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Come on, come on, come on.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In just about every single basketball game ever played, there are times where fans will turn to each other and wonder, why did that official make the call when there was another member of the crew that was a whole lot closer to the play? The most important thing in all of officiating, and especially basketball officiating, is angle is the most important element for an official. There will be many times during a game where the official that's closest to the play actually has the worst look or the worst angle. Many times the player who's going up in the lane for that shot, and the whistle will come from one of the two outside officials because they had the perfect angle to see all the elements of the play and can rule correctly.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I've spoken time and again about the need for respect before the game ever begins during the playing of our national anthem, and I recently ran across a video that gets the message across in a most powerful way. Virginia Tech men's basketball coach Buzz Williams gathered his team early one morning in November to have them practice for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. And he brought some friends with him, currently enlisted men and women from our armed forces, and former veterans as well. He spoke forcefully and pointed out to the players that their skills didn't earn them a spot on that team bench. Those veterans did. Those who, in Williams' words, had interrupted their lives, paused their education, changed their careers, and even gave their lives. He then gave his team his expectations as to how they were to conduct themselves as the anthem was played. Standing shoulder to shoulder with those veterans, they practiced as the song was played, put their hands over their hearts, and sang the words. Just type Virginia Tech practices national anthem into a search engine and you can find this video. Every coach in every sport should show this to their team and remind them who is responsible for the privileges they enjoy of playing these games. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.